Welcome to the GovTransformer podcast series and the second in our series of podcast interviews with Aaron Kornfeld, Group Vice President of Sales Engineering for Oracle Public Sector, and Jeff Green, who is the Vice President of Business Development for Oracle Public Sector. Last time around, we spoke about key government IT trends, as well as the Oracle on Oracle story, which we'll be diving into much more right now. Now I'm going to flip the coin to the other side. You know, one of the counterclaims about the Oracle on Oracle story is that it causes quote-unquote vendor lock-in. Tell us why this is not the case at all, and perhaps we'll start with Jeff on that.
Sure, I appreciate it. I was with a customer, within the last couple of weeks where they're a 25-year database customer. They've been with us, and I was with another customer who's had a foundational app, one of our first, sector-specific customers in a particular application. And I think there's this perception that when we figure out up and down the stack how to optimize and how to get mission performance and allow cost takeout and cost minimization to occur through our innovations, like you had said, I think this gets this moniker or this tag that you sort of locked in. And my response to that, and I think that the company's response to that is frankly, look, you expect that from our innovation machine to help you optimize, to help you move to the next to the next rung when it comes to figuring out how to move your mission forward, get more out of the investment that you've made with us already, and how to reduce cost in places where our innovation curve is allowing for some of these areas below the line here, lower in the stack. And I'll let Aaron speak to this, where opportunities for doing something different have negated the need for such an outlay in some of these particular function areas, from a technology perspective. So, to hear lock-in implies that there's something about this that is trying to hold a customer still or not allow them to innovate. And I just frankly, optimization, working with a customer, taking our stuff, making it better, making it more efficient on your behalf, that's the business that we're in. So I don't warm up to the term lock-in here because I think it implies something completely different than innovating with a customer by their side as they move forward. Aaron, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take it just from a purely technical standpoint and say, the great thing about Oracle products is that they work on a variety of vendors. And the truth is, if you want to run Oracle on Oracle today, which we think is the best solution, and we certainly encourage folks to do that, the reality is you can take that same database later on if you decide you don't like it and move it wherever you want. Again, we are able to engineer the hardware and the software together on our platform to make them work better, to take advantage of features you can't get on other platforms, and like Jeff said, to allow you to worry more about business functionality, application functionality, the things that are specific to your federal agency or you as a government. We allow you to work on those and not have to worry as much about the underlying platform, because the truth is, at the end of the day, the end user doesn't care if you're running it on Oracle or any of our other competitors. They just want to know that the system works, they're getting good performance, and that they can do what they need to do to run the business, whether that's powering the world's financial system or making sure that people get health care or doing all sorts of things like that. So, that's frankly what they care about. But the truth is, from an IT perspective, if you want to take that stuff and move it somewhere else, you can absolutely do that. Of course, we don't think that after you see how well our products work together that you'll want to do that. And we think that, in fact, if you're like most of our customers, what you'll really do is you'll end up doubling down. Most of our customers who buy the Oracle on Oracle products and put their Oracle applications on Oracle hardware, what they end up doing is they end up buying more because they like that, single point of accountability. They like the fact that things are working together and they see the benefits that they get out of it. But you know what? If it doesn't work out and you think that you want to go in a different direction, the great thing about our products is that they'll absolutely allow you to do that.
That's great. And speaking of your products, let's shift now to discussing Oracle Storage Solutions for Government. And what truly differentiates you all in this arena? And we'll kick this one to Aaron and then Jeff.
Sure. Thanks, Matt. So, you know, as I talked about earlier and has been kind of the theme of a lot of this discussion today, it's all about the application. And for us, when we talk about storage, most people think of a bunch of disk drives and you know, kind of mundane and boring stuff. But for us, it's all about application-aware storage. And application-aware storage is a way to make your applications better. And this, frankly, is where our storage products really excel and really do differentiate us from other vendors out there. You know, as an organization with both hardware and software engineers in the same room, under the same leadership, working for the same groups of people, we can engineer our storage to work with our software products better than anybody else. Other storage companies can optimize, they can make it compatible, but no one else can engineer them together but us. And, you know, I'm in a pretty unique situation because I get to go out and meet with our engineers who are actually developing the products and see how this works. And, you know, frankly, earlier in my career, I've been at places where, you know, you've got two vendors trying to work together to engineer hardware and software together, and it's just a very difficult project for them to get done. But let me give you three quick examples of what makes this different. So, you know, most agencies in the federal government have a significant amount of data in their databases, you know, terabytes often. So we have, a unique feature that's only available in Oracle Storage called hybrid columnar compression. And this allows you to compress your data by up to 10 times and sometimes, frankly, even more. But let's just say 10 times. So if before you had 10 terabytes, now you have 1 terabyte. That's a significant amount of savings year after year after year in something that's always growing. And it's not only a savings for your primary storage, but when you take backups, if you have non-production systems, development, test, you know, all the different environments that you've got, you know, that's huge, right? So that's one very unique example there. A second example is around DBA productivity. Good DBAs, you know, they're really valuable resources. A DBA can spend up to 50% less time cloning their databases or backing them up on our storage. Our storage also understands what's in the database and automatically optimizes their data on the storage. Again, this is saving time. It's increasing performance. It's reducing mistakes that might manually be made by somebody who is doing that. It's a big savings where one DBA and one storage engineer can all of a sudden manage a lot more databases and storage. Instead of a couple, they can manage 20, 30, 50, depending on the environment that's out there. And the last example is around provisioning databases. You know, I talked earlier about the move to the cloud. Everybody wants to move to an as-a-service model. They want to be more agile. They want to be more nimble. One of the big ways that our customers are doing that is through something called database as a service. And that's a big deal, right? You know, before it might take, I've heard of customers who take 6 months to provision a database, get it all set up, and then it doesn't have the right security or it doesn't have the right backups or it doesn't have the right high availability. Database as a service is all around automating that entire process so that when somebody needs a database to go out and create a mission-critical application, they can get it quickly. You know, we've optimized those protocols and processes around that, around both the database and the storage, that make it incredibly simple so that, you know, you want it right now, it's a self-service activity, you request it, if it's within your quota, it gets built. In the next few minutes, it's ready for you to go out and start developing your application. And it uses, and it's got all the right stuff built into it around security, compression, high availability, backups, all of those things that I talked about earlier. Again, it, you know, it's all about quality. It's all about speed to delivery. It's all about ease of maintaining and managing. And frankly, it's all about lowering the cost of getting it done.
That's great. Jeff, you have more to add to that?
Well, just slightly. I mean, I think Aaron's example of six-month delays on the execution side, you know, I too have heard that. Having been on the other side, you know, I've seen that in practice where, you recognize the steps that it's going to take to be able to sort of move forward and enable what you know is the critical path. And I have to tell you, a 6 or an 8 month delay on doing very basic provisioning or taking a look at storage needs and being told that the organization or the enterprise doesn't have the bandwidth for what you want to accomplish, there's the risk to the project that's on that critical path when it has to wait that length of time. But also what occurs frequently is that projects won't even get started. And things won't be done because of that assumed, hit on the critical path and on the project plan from an execution perspective. So when these things are disjointed, when they're not connected, when there isn't a single throat to choke, when you don't have the sense of how it connects to the bigger whole, a lot of the 6 or 8 months is discovery meetings and investigative meetings and trying to parse together somewhere along the line what makes the most sense for the organization. And before you know it, you're not moving forward with what you know you need to do because there's just so many roadblocks ahead of you from an execution perspective. So Aaron's example of how we're taking this from a very technical perspective, optimizing, moving protocols up and down the line, helping customers get to, as we've described on this call, the set of business challenges ahead of them, not the operational challenges that can often sort of, just absolutely crowd the box so that you can't even get to the things that you know you need to do up the chain and for the mission. So I think this is a clear-cut example, very, very deep from a technology perspective, where some of these roadblocks can stop you from moving forward. And I think working with a partner like Oracle, I think we've shown a couple of examples here of where you can get out of the gate quickly, you can be doing the right things quickly, you can have confidence that you're doing them in a way where an organization has spent a tremendous amount of resources to make sure that this is going to work for a mission customer, no matter what specific mission outcome they're aiming to achieve.
That's excellent. And what a wonderful way to end this podcast, which has been very enlightening. And before we sign off, gentlemen, I want to throw out there, is there anything else to add today? Anything we may have missed? Perhaps Aaron first?
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, again, I think we've covered a lot of the key themes. It's all about doing things quicker, simplifying your IT infrastructure, making it easier for you to maintain and run those systems long term, getting better performance, and ultimately doing it less expensively. I challenge all of our customers to out there to let us prove it. Right, because I think we've got a lot of case studies, some of which we've discussed today, where customers really have transformed their operations and transformed what they've done, and we're happy to come out and talk with customers and prove to them that some of these messages about Oracle on Oracle and Oracle Storage that they can see some of the benefits that many of our other customers have achieved. So appreciate the time today and the opportunity to talk with these folks.
I echo what Aaron says. I think our ability to prove it quantitatively with just pure numbers that prove that Oracle can put its money where its mouth is when it comes to a potential mission performance by working and harnessing the innovation that we sort of package together, work and hand over hand ensure is going to be there and available for customers when they need it. I think the other thing that I've noticed here at Oracle in particular is that we pick up the phone when you call. And I think this notion that when there's so many different players in a set in and around a mission issue, if there's so many players in there, then you might get every fourth call or you might get every fifth call. And that way, you have some time. We don't mind taking those phone calls to help customers think about what's next for them and be by their side in the middle of serious situations. So I think we're a company that wants to prove it for you on the line. We've been proving it for a long time. And then when you call, we're going to be there to help you with whatever challenge that is. So very proud of what the company does. And again, very thankful for the opportunity to speak about it here today.
That's great. What a fun, wonderful way to end this podcast interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive GovTransformer interview with Aaron Kornfeld, who's the Group Vice President of Sales and Engineering for Oracle Public Sector, and Jeff Green, who's the Vice President of Business Development for Oracle Public Sector. And both gentlemen were kind enough to spend some time with us today to cover a wide range of topics when it comes to government IT and with what Oracle offers to the government. And Aaron and Jeff, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.